The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Get it? The Burt Show.
We have all been here before. You have a great first date, you spend 6 or 7 hours on it, and you're just waiting for the second date, waiting for the phone to ring so you can set up that second date, and it just doesn't happen. Well, when that happens to one of the Burt Show listeners, what they do is they call us up, and we call the guy on the air and ask him why there's been no second date. We call that second date update. Morning, Missy.
Good morning.
All right, Missy, tell us about the great first date you had with...
It was Mike. Yeah, he's just this really great guy. We are working together. I've dropped quite a few hints, and the guy finally asks me out. So It was just this wonderful date that we had, and I don't understand. You know, since then, he's just totally given me the cold shoulder at work.
Now, how long have you guys been working together?
Gosh, we've been working together for about 9 months.
And how long has this whole flirty thing been going on?
This has been, originally starting about... when he first started working there, and we've both been working there for about 9 months, so it's been like this long, overdrawn thing where, you know, built up to flirting. He finally asked me out. Mm-hmm. We went out, and everything was great.
Where'd you guys go? What'd you do?
Oh, man. He took me down to Soto, took me over. We went to Highland Tap for martinis, and for a couple of hours, we were there.
This guy did it right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
takes you to a nice Italian place, gets it for the best martini in the town, okay?
Yeah, I don't understand. Everything was so great. And then just like a complete, total different change back at work.
Did you guys go back home after Highland Tap?
Yeah, we actually, we made out for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
He came back up to my apartment and, it wasn't too extensive, but it was really cool. I just can't figure it out.
All right. Mm-hmm. So a little intimacy there, but nothing like over the top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm curious, how did the date end? Like, did it seem like it was on a good note?
Yeah, I mean, he came up to my apartment. We had like a last drink and we were sitting there and, making out on the couch, doing whatever, and then he leaves like a normal date would end where you assume everything's going okay.
What was the approach to leave the apartment? Was, I've got an early day tomorrow? Was it?
No, it was just kind of like, it was...
Night was over.
One in the morning, we both had to work the next day. It wasn't, mm-hmm.
I don't know. The reason I was asking about how the date ended, because I'm just wondering if he was disappointed it didn't go further.
Mm. No, I really, to be honest with you, I don't think so, because there was no really pressure there from either side. It was just, it was time to be over.
Okay.
I think that was kind of how it was, we both felt about it.
Okay.
What, from the time, did he pick you up, or did you guys meet at the restaurant, or how'd that work?
We actually met at the restaurant.
Okay, from the time you guys met at the restaurant to the time you guys finished necking and he headed home. What are we looking at for a total date time frame there?
Oh, gosh. I'd say 7 to 1 a.m.
That's a lot.
That's 6 hours. Time.
And Missy, I got to be honest with you. We totally try. I mean, we will pressure this guy to give you total honesty, and we won't let him off the phone until he does so. Sometimes it gets painful. All right, Missy, hold on 1 second.
All right.
Missy?
Yes.
You're there? Okay, cool. We're going to beg him for total honesty with this thing, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Want you to.
These things don't end well, right? It's very rare that they end well.
Hello?
Hi, is Mike around, please?
Yes, he.
Hi, Mike. This is Bert calling from Q100. We're on the air right now. I'm with Melissa Carter and Jeff Dollar. And we also we have one of your coworkers on the phone.
Okay, yeah, and you guys are going to call, actually.
How'd you know that?
A friend of mine just called me about, 15 minutes ago or something like that.
All right, so you know what's going on here.
Kind of, but I'm not really sure exactly what the point of this is.
Hey, Missy?
Yeah?
You want to go ahead and tell Mike why we're calling?
I was actually wondering, you know, we went out, we had a great date, and I don't understand. Like, it didn't go anywhere from there.
Yeah.
This is what we call the comfortable moment of the Bird Show.
Yeah, I know.
And now she's opened,
really embarrassed,
she's opened herself up here too, Mike. She wants total honesty on why there's been no second date.
I guess basically what it boils down to is, you know, it was really fun, and I think she's really nice, and she's got a nice personality and everything. And she's good looking too. But basically, I mean, all she wanted to talk about was work, you know, and it was just always about work. She was talking about, you know, my friends who I work with and have worked with for a while, and, you know, speculating on who makes what. And it's just the kind of stuff, obviously, that I don't want to talk about, certainly on a date. You know, I socialize to get away from work. And that was basically all that she talked about. So,
Missy, did that make any sense to you? Just a little too work, you know?
I don't really think I was talking about work that much. Was I? I mean...
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, you were.
I don't really recall, but I guess maybe I did ask a few questions or say a few things, but I didn't think it was, like, that much to where it would bother you.
Yeah, I just really, you know, I just don't like talking about work outside of work, basically, and, you know, I leave it all there, and...
Well, would it be possible for you guys to go out again, and if so, then she'd promise not to talk about work?
I'd like to if I thought it would, you know, be the right thing to do. But, you know, after that, I kind of realized maybe it's not, you know, such a good thing to date someone that you work with really closely. And, you know, inevitably, if that kind of stuff is going to come up, you're going to talk about it, you know. I mean, you do talk about your problems with your significant other, so, and they tend to be work-related. And I just don't, you know, I don't know if it's such a healthy mix. I'm not really sure if it's such a good idea to go out again.
Well, okay.
All right. You just kind of realize now that, you know, maybe it's not a good idea to start dating somebody from work.
All right.
All right. Hey, we're going to let you go, Mike. Thanks for being so honest. Appreciate it.
Okay, man. Thanks.
Take care.
I'll see you later.
Get it. The Bird Show.